When you were a kid playing Louisiana with this rain.
That's right. It was little weather out there. We weren't real sure what we were going to do. We were sitting around in the locker room. It was pretty neat. Got to watch the Hall of Fame. That was pretty neat. Got to hear some of the speeches and then Coach Fox. It sounded like we weren't going to be able to do it at all. And then some of the players got together. We were kind of talking about, remember in Bull Durham when Kevin Costner went out and slid at home plate. He was trying to get the game canceled. We were just trying to do something during that time. I think that made Coach Fox put the scrimmage on. So it kind of worked a little differently. But it was fun. And glad we got to do it, certainly for the fans to have stayed out here the whole time. It says a lot about them and how much they care about football out here. And it was good to get some plays in.
What do you judge yourself on that? Those two belly flops you did there?
I don't know. It's pretty decent, I think. I got pretty good range, you know, five-yard slide. So me and Osweiler were it was fun. I felt like a kid. I don't know when the last time I've gotten a chance to do that on a professional venue like that. So Jeremiah Johnson, DT, we were in the locker room, and I said, let's give it a go. And so that was fun. And then Coach Fox came out and said we were going to go out and play. So it was a fun night.
Were you happy to get that work in, even if it was given out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, otherwise, it really kind of would have been a wasted day of practice. So there'll be some things on the film that we can see. And, you got Monte Ball, his first kind of action. You got Julius Thomas in there. So it wasn't, I don't know, 10 or 12 plays. That's all we were going to do anyway. But to get a little offensive operation out there, to get those guys' feet wet before we go to San Francisco on Thursday, I think that there's some real positives to come out of tonight.
How are you feeling out there,
Pedro? Well, DT's had a good camp, and boy, he made a really nice move on the one down the sideline, had a go route, and then made a heck of a catch kind of on a sprint out to the right. You know, he's kind of the third read, and he's kind of coming across the back of the end zone. And anytime you catch that kind of pass, you know you might take a hit after that, him to hold on the ball. That was a heck of a play.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, Coach Fox, you know, mentioned that. I think that's one reason why he wanted to do it. We may see this during the season. So it was good to get, you know, like I said, in training camp and preseason, the more situations you can get, the better. And so to get a little weather, I think it'll be a good film to learn from. So I think that was a positive.
Were you happy to put the gloves back on? Or the glove back on?
Well, you know, it was coming down pretty good. It was and balls were slick, and so I thought it was something that I needed to do. I thought I threw it pretty decent, considering the weather.
You got to, we kind of got to see those bubble screens to West at maybe a little faster speed than we've seen in practice. What sort of element is that adding to?
Wes Welker on those inside screens, that has been a big part of his, you know, of the Patriots' success and kind of, I guess, his success. He is good once the ball gets in his hands. And like you said, those screens are sometimes better when it is full speed and you are going live. And, linemen can get some guys on the ground. And anytime we can get the ball in Wes's hands and give him a chance to get yards after the catch, that's something he's done his whole career. And I know Adam wants to try to do a lot of that this season.
Were there any of the Hall of Fame speeches that stood out to you or any favorite memories of those guys? You probably played
John just got back from it, and so John was telling some stories. But yeah, you know, I had a chance to listen to Coach Parcells, and I thought he really had a great speech, had some great things, and actually sent him a text and just said, "Boy, the whole team was kind of sitting around watching, sitting here in a possible rainout of a football scrimmage, and just kind of made everybody. I know it made me proud to play football, and I thought that was good. And you know, I played against Jonathan Ogden and Larry Allen." Played in a bunch of Pro Bowls with Jonathan Ogden, so it was, and of course played against Warren Sapp. So it was neat to be able to see those.
Make you feel old, the guys you played against are now in the Hall of Fame.
It does. It does. Yes.
Played another year in here with the Broncos. What are you seeing that you're liking out there with the team?
Well, guys have worked hard, and we're trying to improve every day. You know, I know that's kind of a boring cliche, but that's what you try to do in training camp. You try to get better at something every day, and. I think we've had a good camp. I think we're ready to start the preseason. We've still got a lot of work to do, a lot of improvements to make. But I think we're, you know, trying to it's all a process we talk about. I think we've done the first steps of the process.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, you mentioned it is game week. Feel good to kind of get set for that mentally, and he gets to play somebody other than yourselves.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure the linemen will tell you that. I know you hear that all the time. They're ready to hit somebody else, and it'll be a great test going up there to San Francisco, and it'll be here soon. It's Thursday, so yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to doing that. Yeah, I thought Manny did good. You know, we went, primarily shotgun, the whole night, in the weather. The snaps were good. So, this was a good situation for he and I. And, you just can't get enough situations probably with a new center, in a training camp or the preseason. So, we're going to try to get as many as we can. We're going to, try to get a lot of work with Rilja as well. And that's, there really is no wasted opportunity there in walkthroughs, in practice, of getting snaps and communicating at the line between Manny and Ryan. You just can't get enough of that.